from Las Vegas. You're listening to Verve Church for people who don't like church. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, welcome, man. I'm glad you're here, and we would love to know you. Would you just like say hi in the chat? Maybe tell us your name, where you're watching from. So I got a question. When you were a kid, did you ever say, "I'm not going"? Like your parents were gonna take you someplace and you were like, "I'm not going." Maybe it was your grandma's house and grandma was always a little too kissy. It's like, "Back off, grandma." It might have been the doctor because you knew you were gonna get a shot. No. Or the dentist because you knew your mouth would be numb for the rest of the day. I don't want to go. Maybe it was church. You just didn't like it. But we say church, Verb is church for people who don't like church. We understand people who don't like church. We get it. And we've always existed for people who have never gone or who had stopped going to church. But it's kind of weird now because for the last 7 months, everyone stopped going to church. Did you know that no one went to church for the first 350 years of Christianity? Christianity was basically illegal. There were no church buildings, no church services. And then people who had not been going started going to church. And now for we who haven't been going, well, it's time to start going to church. Maybe you stopped going to church. It might be because of COVID. You used to go, but then you stopped. You had no choice, but maybe you've kind of enjoyed being at home on Sundays, sleeping in, watching football, and you're wondering, should I go back? Or it could be that you stopped a long time ago. Maybe because you experienced a church where there was a misuse of power. A pastor or a priest or some other leader proved faithless, lack of integrity, and you split. Or it could be that you felt burned by how a church handled sin in your life. Like you went to church because you heard it was a place of unconditional love, of grace, and you knew you'd made mistakes and you knew you needed help. But the church you found yourself in, it just made you feel judged. And so you left, and man, I don't blame you. Or it may be you stopped going because the church seemed irrelevant. It was boring or weird, or it just didn't make sense or didn't offer hope, or you couldn't see how it would make any difference in your real life. It might be politics that led you to stop going to church. You saw Christians or churches who just seemed to be into politics and you thought, no thanks. And you walked away and I don't blame you. And you might be at a place now where you're wondering, man, is it worth it? Why would I go back? And I want to tell you that you need to be a part of a church. You need to start going to church again, whether it's in person or online. And actually, that's not so much me telling you. It's what God says in the Bible in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. It says, some people have given up the habit of meeting for worship, but we must not do that. We should keep on. Why? Why is it so important that we gather, that we meet for worship? Well, let me give you just a couple reasons why we need each other. First, we need spiritual purpose and we do mission better together. Man, so many people feel so empty, right? Like the house on the last episode of Fresh Prince, empty. And I think that part of what we're missing is purpose, spiritual purpose, which is ironic because we have it. Jesus gave us a mission. He gave us his mission. Check out John chapter 20, verse 21. Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. What was his mission? Well, in Jesus' first public sermon, he told everyone why God sent him. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he said that God sent me to proclaim freedom, to set the oppressed free. And he said in John 8:36, so if the Son, referring to himself, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. His mission was to set people free. Why do they need to be freed? Well, just before saying that if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed, Jesus said this in John 8:34. He said, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave of sin. Now, understand this before you react to it, okay? This is not a you're in trouble with Jesus kind of thing. Let me explain what this is. God gave us freedom. Freedom to live the life we're meant to live, which is a selfless, love God, love people life. But we choose to sin. Sin means to fall short, to miss the mark. So we don't live a selfless, love God, love people life. We live more of a selfish life. We tend to do what's best for us, and we don't love God or others the way we should. And we keep doing it. And we keep making the same kind of decisions, and we think we can change. We can't, though, and we don't. And there's consequences of our sin, right? We've all experienced it. There's guilt, there's shame, and then there's like lying and covering it up, and then there's broken relationships with people and with God. And then there's also eternal consequences of our sin. Like if we die still slaves to sin. But good news, Jesus came to set us free. That's why he died a sacrificial death. And if we put our faith in him and what he did on the cross, we are set free. Now, the Bible says in Galatians 5:1, Christ has set us free. This means we are really free. We are free. Free. If you have put your faith in Jesus, that's who you are. You are free. And that's real. As you start walking in this new life with Jesus, you feel free. You feel like you're Andy Dufresne just broke out of Shawshank free. Freedom. Like that's real. And that's your mission because Jesus gave us his mission, which is awesome because we need spiritual purpose and we do mission better together. Our mission is to help people who don't know Jesus to know Jesus, to help people who don't believe to put their faith in Jesus, to help people who don't like church to come to this church so they can meet Jesus here. And that's not easy, right? I mean, if you take that mission seriously, which not every church does, but we do, well, the odds are stacked against you. Like, you're trying to convince the one group of people who don't want what you're selling that they really do want what you're selling. And we are trying to do that in Sin City. And if all that wasn't difficult enough, we get hit by a pandemic. Whoo! The odds are stacked against us, and those are the perfect odds for God. For God to show up and show off and do something spectacular here. Did you see Hamilton? It's the Broadway play that shows what was happening behind the scenes as the American colonies came together to fight against England and try to win their freedom. The odds were stacked against them. In fact, one Harvard historian estimates that the odds America could win the Revolutionary War were probably about 5%. America, the colonies, they had way less soldiers than their opponent, just about no experience in war, a short of weapons. The odds were stacked against them. But, and they had this spirit, this we will overcome the odds because we have a mission spirit. Do you remember the scene at the pub when Alexander Hamilton first meets Lafayette and Mulligan and Lawrence, and for the first time, they start talking about this mission they have and how they are willing to die for it. And Hamilton says, "I may not live to see our glory, but I will gladly join the fight. And when our children tell our story, they'll tell the story of tonight." And then he says to these three guys, he says, "Raise a glass to freedom, something they can never take away, no matter what they tell you. Raise a glass to the four of us. Tomorrow, there'll be more of us telling the story of tonight." And because of that spirit, because they knew their mission, knew it had to be their priority, knew that there needed to be more of us, knew they were willing to give their lives to it and give up their lives for it, they overcame the odds. They did it. They won their freedom. And the odds are stacked against us. But if we have that kind of spirit, and with God's spirit, we will overcome. We will get the mission done. So why? Why do you need to be a part of a church, to start going to church? Why is it so important that we gather, that we meet for worship, whether it's in person or online? First reason, we need spiritual purpose. We all do. And we mission better together. Second, we need spiritual impact, and we give better together. God commands us to use everything we have for the mission, to make an impact for Him, including our money. God says that we are to give generously to His church. And man, that is so cool, because as people who give, we make a greater impact together than on our own. Kind of like this.
Hey, I'm at Marble Manor, which is a housing project that our church adopted. And we do all kinds of stuff to serve the families here. Especially, we work with the kids, help them with school. And in fact, there's a Halloween event going on back there. We provide a bunch of hygiene products, and they're getting toys and candy and books and stuff and Halloween costumes. Pretty cool. But we have learned that there is a mom named Jasmine. She has 5 kids who come to the youth center, and they're struggling this month financially, especially they always kind of are here, and so they can't pay their electric bill, and so we're gonna pay it for them. What we did is we took the first dollar of every offering from last month that was given to Verve, which was 100, there were 190 different offerings. We added 10 bucks, so we're gonna be able to give $200 to pay her electric bill, which is pretty cool. Let's go bless her, let's go. We're from Verve Church, and we heard that you were having some trouble with your electric bill this month, and we wanted to help you guys. And so we kind of took an offering, and I've got $200 just to help you with your electric bill. So we hope that can help out.
Oh, whoa, thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Verve Church, thank you. I appreciate it so, so much.
Man, that was so awesome. To be able to bless someone like that and to be able to give that amount, an amount that really makes a difference, man, that's only possible because of the church, because we give better together. We're gonna do that again next month, and I would love to be able to give more. The way we'll be able to give more is if more people give more often, because we take the first dollar from each offering to do this. And so your first dollar of your offering will go towards a video love ambush next month, which we'll show you next month. And then the rest of your offering goes towards the rest of our ministry, which is all about this mission of love and of freedom. If you're like, "Well, I don't want to give to the church, I just want to give to that to the people in need," okay, then just give a dollar. And that's what the dollar will go to. In fact, you could give a dollar a week, and if it's 4 different offerings in the same month, all 4 of your dollars will go to this. So the more often we give, the more money we'll have to give. Man, let's do this. Why? Because we need to have spiritual impact, and we give better together. Third reason you need to start going to and being a part of a church is we need spiritual family, and we belong better together. Man, we all need a place where We are loved unconditionally and supported unequivocally. That's the church. It's what I love about this church. In so many places, and you feel like you have to pretend, you know, right? Like show people your best. But Verve is where I show people my worst. It's where I am most real. Because I know no perfect people are allowed here. We're all sinners, so no one's gonna judge. And we all wanna grow. We're all trying to go in the same direction. So as they love me, people are gonna point and push me to take next steps that I really need to take, but I always won't take on my own. In fact, just a couple times in the last few weeks, I've had someone come to me or I've gone to someone and said, hey, I kind of need you right now. I need to talk. I need your help. Man, I love that about the church. And then there's a fourth reason, which is we need a spiritual hospital and we heal better together. Do you know that's what God tells us? So God tells us that if we want forgiveness for our sins, we go to Him. But if we want healing for our sins we've committed and sins that have been committed against us, we go to the church. That's what He says. Look at what God says in James 5:16. It says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other, so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. A righteous person is not someone who never sins. There's none of those people. It's someone who is in relationship with God, so they're right with God. We heal. Of all our crap and all the crap that's been done to us in community, but by being honest, telling people what we've done, what's been done to us, and by having people pray for us. Do you have any idea how powerful it is to have people pray for you? Man, if you did, you would not even consider not being part of a church. We are better together and we need each other, and it's time to start going to church. Now, I am not an authority on other churches, but there are some promises that I can make you if you choose to go to this church. First, we will do our absolute best to keep Jesus at the forefront of everything we do. We say that we're church for people who don't like church. People who don't like church don't go to church, and we want to lead them to go to church. Not so that they go to church, but so that they'll really know Jesus. Nothing is more important to us than helping you to know Jesus and helping our friends to know Jesus. We believe knowing Jesus is the point of life and what sets people free. The second promise I can make you is that Verve will let you down. When I say Verve, it may be a volunteer, a leader. There's a good chance it will be me. I say stupid things sometimes. I'm shy, and sometimes people take it like I'm not interested in them. Like when I'm talking to somebody like in the lobby or something, I'll just start kind of drifting away, and they're like, "He didn't care," and I'm like, "No, I don't. I didn't know what else to say." I can be an idiot. I or someone else will let you down. The Christian author Philip Yancey has a friend who couldn't find a perfect church. So he moved to Australia to start a new church. But last Yancey heard, it had three people. They couldn't let anyone else in because it would mess it up. And if you want a perfect church, this isn't it. And you coming makes our church even less perfect. The truth is, there is no such thing as a perfect church. Now, listen, I'm not saying that it's okay to mess people up, to mess up and let people down, okay? It's not. We need to always do our best. But we will mess up. And I promise, if you come here, Verve will let you down. you'll probably let us down too, so we need to show each other grace. And we can do that. The last thing I can promise you is that your life will be changed. Your life will be changed. Some of us have been part of Verve for a while now, and our lives have been changed. And we've seen, we've seen marriages healed. We've seen people leave behind addictions. We've seen unhealthy dating relationships broken off. We've seen families get out of debt. We've sent dozens of people on mission trips around the world. We've seen pimps and prostitutes leave that behind. We've seen people find purpose and joy. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. When you put your faith in Jesus and start to live your life in a relationship with God, He gives you a new life. You start living in that, and your life is changed. And we see that happening all the time here. And if you start going to church, your life will be changed. So, start going to church if you haven't, whether it's in person or online, which has been one of the coolest things about 2020 and this global pandemic. And there really hasn't been much that's cool, right? It's been a really hard year, probably for maybe all of us individually, and certainly for us as a church. But God tells us in the Bible that He can bring good out of even the bad things that happen. And so we used to put our in-person services, that's hard to say, our in-person services online just in case someone missed it in person and wanted to watch later. But when in-person services got shut down, we started doing online services, like intentionally doing online services for people who would only be attending online. And we thought it was for people in Las Vegas who could no longer attend in person. And so we started recording online services. They were rough at first. Maybe you saw the first one, which was like filmed at my house and someone rang the doorbell in the middle of my teaching. But we have worked hard to improve the quality of our online services. We still are. And like we've reached people with them. It's not just people who attended Verve in person in Las Vegas now attending online. It's people who never attended Verve from all over the country now attending online. How cool is that? We have people watching from Wisconsin, Maryland, Arizona, Georgia, Indiana, New York, and on, all over. And more than just watching, we have people who are taking our next step and getting into groups. And so this whole new way to live out and accomplish our mission has opened up to us. Isn't that just like God, to make something good out of something bad? And so instead of less of us, there's more of us. And we need that because we have a mission we need to accomplish. It's the most important mission in the world. And I will just say, for me, I may not live to see our glory, but I will gladly join the fight. When our children tell our story, they'll tell the story of tonight. So raise a glass to freedom. It's something they can never take away, no matter what they tell you. Raise a glass to the four of us, because tomorrow there'll be more of us, and we will be telling the story of tonight. And it's time to start going to church. Next week, check this, ready? I'm going to tell you to stop going to church. That will be interesting. Don't miss next week. But this week, it's time to start going to church. If you haven't been going to church, start going to church, whether it's in person or online. We're now open in person. If you want to come in person, you can continue to watch online. If you want to stay home and watch online, or if you're not in Vegas. And remember, we are church for people who don't like church. And so invite your friends who don't like church. Invite them to start going to church in person or online. Share this with them online, because that's our mission. And God has done amazing things in and through us, and He won't stop now. I feel like we had like the first half, and then these last 7 months have been like this halftime, and now greater things are coming. It's like Verve chapter 2. So let's go. Let's go. And let's pray together for that right now. Let's pray. God, thank you for giving us the church, because we need a place where we can do mission together, where we can give together, where we can belong together, and where we can heal together. God, you have given us this mission of finding freedom and sharing this message of freedom with others. Thank you, God. Would you make us effective? God, I believe and I pray that the best is yet to come. God, do your thing. Show up and show off. We are ready. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.